Yeah, they're different.
Yeah, they're
probably some different types.
There's a big white round squash.
Yeah. And we like the little yellow crooked neck ones,
yeah,
kind we get.
The best kind.
The yellow is the best kind.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's kind of one of acorn squash.
Oh.
I know you see, they have a green rind and they have ridges on, kind of like a cantaloupe.
Oh.
But you know, you can pull those now and store them like you would sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh.
Then you can just cut them open and then butter them and put some sugar and bake them in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
But some lady brought me one at church. She didn't think that I'd ever seen any, but I used to raise them.
Oh.
And she gave me one, but I fixed mine, peeled it, and canned it, and just put sugar and a little spice in it and butter, and
mm-hmm.
fixed it like you would candied sweet potatoes.
Oh.
And it was good, like that fellow on top of him. We like to eat the whole thing.
Oh, that's pretty good. What about
them?
What about types of course, I know because I saw the watermelon, other types of melons that you might raise?
Well, the cantaloupes.
You raise
one, yeah, cantaloupes and the watermelons.
Mm-hmm. How about types of berries that you might raise?
Well, we don't really raise them, but we have the wild, what's called wild blackberry. It just grows all around here.
Dewberries.
Yeah, and dewberries.
Uh-huh.
Dewberries, it comes on earlier than the blackberries.
Uh-huh. Do people around here ever raise strawberries?
Well, yeah, we used to, but we have Johnson grass, you see, and you need a kind of a rocky place, they say, where you raise strawberries, you know, where the ground's clean. If you don't, you have to put the, what they call, pine straw, you know, under them to keep them clean. But the grass, you can't hold them, you see, because they just run and catch on the ground, and that Johnson grass just come up and take them. We had for about 1 year, we had a few. But we just quit raising them.
Yeah.
It's too big a job.
Well, you mentioned that the milk from the cow in the summertime would be kind of mushroomy, didn't you?
Yeah, if they eat bitter weeds or something like that. Yeah, don't taste too good.
Well, now, did people ever eat mushrooms when you were coming up around?
No, I never did. Not these old wild ones come up and I've seen them.
There is one kind that you can eat.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know which kind it was.
But
yeah, there's some kind you buy. I've got a can of mushroom soup out there. I bought it fixed beef rolls.
Oh, yeah, I like some.
You
buy out of store. I wouldn't know which.
But I wouldn't think these like comes up around on the grass in the yard would be good.
The ones that you can't eat, would you?
We just call them mushrooms. Just wild mushrooms.
How about, would that? Now, if you was to eat them, would they kill? I mean, you might be some that would be.
I'd be afraid to be poison.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
anything that way.
Well, the poison ones, sometimes people call them toadstools. Have you heard?
I've heard them call that.
Toadstools.
But I've noticed sometimes when they get dry now, you know, you can push one over and there'll be a lot of old dry stuff come out of it. Loose, you know, looks like snuff or instant coffee or something like that in it.
What about what would people smoke who smoked, you know, back in those days? What did they smoke?
Well, it'd be tobaccos all
that. And I mean, what?
Pipe? Yeah, you could buy pipes. That's called corn cob pipes,
mm-hmm.
and then these other real fancy pipes some men would do, but a lot of them just smoke what you call a cob pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Us kids, you know, when we was growing up, you ever hear of crossvine?
Uh-uh.
Growing a tree?
Vines.
Yeah, it's kind of a grapevine line.
Uh-huh.
You know, you could smoke it just like you would. I've had my mouth so sore, but I just can't try to smoke that stuff. Tasted good. Yeah, it's what they call cross vine. You could just draw through it just like when you light it with a match. I shouldn't used to smoke it.
How about, at the store, could you buy cigars and cigarettes?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you could buy it. The men used to, you know, they could buy the ready rolls, then they could get it in what they call Bull Durham or something. It had different names.
Oh.
It's in a sack and it had a little drawstring up
uh-huh.
the top, and they'd use that in their
uh-huh.
pipe, or they'd roll their own cigarettes.
Uh-huh.